Our guest at the cafe this morning is Emily Glass, and Emily is co-owner of the venue at 219. Nice meeting location in downtown Sulphur Springs, and of course also former mayor of Sulphur Springs. Emily, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, a lot going on in Sulphur Springs, but just before we got ready to talk here today, I got a news release from Texas Parks and Wildlife, and the city's getting a $750,000 grant for your Pacific Park project, which we have talked about before, but that's not all the funding that you have available for that, but that's getting to be quite a big project there.
Yes, it's going to be a complete overhaul of Pacific Park as we now know it. And excitingly, we've already actually broken ground on that for the new Grace building. But there's going to be so much that happens at this park. The actual total estimated cost is going to be $2.25 million worth of improvement, which is fantastic. Mm-hmm. There's going to be an updated fountain, splash pad. Kids absolutely love that. I know my kids do. There's going to be a lighted pathway. Of course, the brand new Graves building, which is going to be able to host many functions there, and a covered sports pavilion, which I thought was really cool. That was something that was brought up in some of the meetings, the planning meetings, when they were talking with community members. They had asked community members to come in to share what they hoped to see at Pacific Park. And that was something that multiple community members had brought up, a covered sports pavilion where, you know, kids are still able to play sports, even if it's super sunny outside and or if it's a little drizzly or whatever it might be. It's kind of out of the elements a little bit.
So
that's especially exciting.
Uh-huh. Is that a basketball court primarily, or when you say?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And because there's also in the plans, I know, a new ball field, a kind of multi-sport ball field that would be not undercover, but softball, baseball, soccer kind
of
thing.
Right. Uh-huh. Right. There are going to be so many things for families and individuals to do at Pacific Park, and I highly anticipate seeing many, many people out there at one time, just because there's going to be so much to be able to do there. Yeah.
When you say the Grays building, that's a sort of community center there in Sulphur Springs, popular community center, a popular place for people to gather.
Absolutely. Yeah. And this new building, the new Grays building, is going to offer, you know, a new kitchen, and it's going to be brand new. So very up to date, very current, very clean, very new. It's going to be able to allow people to host, you know, family reunions and birthday parties and baby showers in a beautiful facility there at the park.
Mm-hmm. And when you said the total amount of funding that's going to go into this is over $2 million, I don't remember the exact number, but the voters approved a bond issue for this as well, right?
Yes, uh-huh. And that was approximately $1.5 million.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the grant that Sulphur Springs received is $750,000.
Yeah, gosh. So Pacific Park is over on the east, far east side of town?
Yeah, I wouldn't really call it even far east, but yes, it's on the east side if you're kind of in the downtown area,
yeah.
A little bit on the southeast side from downtown.
Okay, but not the park that people are more familiar with the big pine trees and so forth, on the more so on the west side of town.
Yeah, if people are typically, when they come into Sulphur Springs for the Stew Festival, is probably one of the most common events,
right,
that people come in for. That's held at Buford Park.
Yeah,
so that's more
Buford,
on the west side of the town.
Yeah,
yes,
Buford,
yes.
Park. All right, we're talking with Emily Glass. Emily's co-owner of the venue at 219 in downtown Sulphur Springs. And then I see there's a design for a new senior citizen center that has been revealed. And that's a nice looking, better than nice looking. That's pretty spectacular looking new building that is planned there.
Yes. So this is going to also help provide and meet a lot of the needs in our area for the seniors of Sulphur Springs. I am beyond excited about this. This is something that I have really wanted for several years for our area. But of course, like anything, funding is what it comes down to. So with the same bond that is funding Pacific Park, that bond is also helping fund the new senior citizens building. And it's going to be actually moving locations, because where they are currently, they're very landlocked. They don't have a lot of room to physically expand. I guess they could start heading up towards the sky, but that would be about it.
Yeah.
They lack parking. They lack, of course, the size of the senior center as well. And our senior center here houses Milliday. So Karen Weatherman, who is the director, does a great job. But there are so many things that happen at the senior center that really warrant the need for a larger building and also more parking in that area for the seniors to attend different functions and events at the senior center.
And that'll be a brand new building.
Completely brand new building.
Where will that be located?
The new building's going to be on Oak Avenue. So they actually tore down a building where the new one's going to be housed, that they went ahead and raised it. Uh-huh. And brand new parking lot, brand new building, everything is going to just be spectacular like that. Absolutely beautiful.
That'll be close to downtown then.
Very close to downtown.
Okay,
yes.
Got it. All right. Well, we're almost out of time, and I've got a lot more to talk to you about, really. But I saw the Hopkins County, and this is all just good news, but Hopkins County had the lowest unemployment rate in Northeast Texas in July at 5.4%. Now, that's way below the state average.
Yes, and we're very, very grateful that we are able to have that low unemployment rate for our county. It's a good thing. It's, you know, sometimes more difficult when you own a business to try to find employees. But what a good problem to have.
Yeah, well, right, I see what you mean. But 5.4%, I think the state rate was over 8. So, all right, well, some good things to talk about. And thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone line this morning.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Emily Glass, co-owner of the venue at 219, former mayor of Sulphur Springs. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.